From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. International aid is pouring into Haiti, where search and rescue operations for earthquake victims are underway. Nearly 2 days after the 7.0 tremor toppled buildings, cut power, and destroyed infrastructure, Haitians are still outside, afraid to enter buildings. People can also be heard screaming for help from the wreckage. The death toll is expected to reach the tens of thousands, as the BBC's Andy Gallagher reports from Port-au-Prince.
Bodies just lying by the side of the road, some wrapped in white blankets, some just exposed. We went to a local hospital and the sight there was simply heartbreaking. We pulled into the car park there and there were many people being treated outside because lots of people here are afraid to go inside buildings. But in the hospital car park itself, it was simply strewn with bodies, bodies of men, women and children. And in amongst those bodies, there were children sleeping. And these bodies are starting to rot now. The smell was pretty horrible, but the site itself was just devastating. And that was just a 20-minute drive from the compound here. And I think if that is replicated across the city, it gives you just some idea of what the situation here is like.
The BBC's Andy Gallagher. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told NBC's Today Show that the U.S. is doing everything possible to reach Haiti's quake victims, but warns ground operations will be difficult.
Looking at these collapsed buildings, you know, you pull out one, piece of wood, you may cause more damage than if you just let it stay there and went in a different way. This is incredibly complex work. We have some of the best people in the world from the United States down there, and we're just going to do everything we can to be helpful.
Former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush are expected to help in the quake relief effort. President Obama is pushing lawmakers to resolve differences between House and Senate health care legislation. The president was due to address Democratic members of the House at their annual issues conference. He also planned to speak to Republicans, as NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The president is expected to talk about jobs and health care, the two most pressing issues for House Democrats. On Wednesday, Mr. Obama met with House and Senate leaders at the White House to discuss their negotiations over the health care bill. The White House would like to have a final bill signed before the president gives his annual State of the Union address. The House is facing the unpleasant prospect of having to agree to a lot of what's in the Senate version of health care legislation, since the Democrats have a slimmer majority in the Senate and final passage is more difficult there. Mr. Obama is also taking the unusual step of speaking at the House Republican annual retreat next week in Baltimore. The invitation and the president's acceptance are rare gestures of bipartisanship after a year where there's been little of it. Republicans have voted no unanimously on almost every White House initiative. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up 25 at 10,706. This is NPR News. After some optimistic predictions about retail sales, it turns out merchants didn't do as well as they had expected last month. The Commerce Department reports today that retail sales dropped 0.3% in December, driven down by less spending on vehicles, clothing, and appliances over the holidays. For the year, retail sales fell 6.2%. A suspected U.S. drone fired missiles at a compound today in northwest Pakistan, where Pakistani Taliban chief Hakimullah Massoud may have been located, but it is unknown if he was among the casualties. 12 people, all believed to be militants, died in the missile strike in North Waziristan, which borders Afghanistan. Singer Teddy Pendergrass has died. Pendergrass helped define the sound of Philadelphia's soul with his distinctive romantic voice. Pendergrass died yesterday. He was 59 years old. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Pendergrass was a kid from North Philly who started as a drummer. But his rough-edged voice caught the ear of producers who had him sing the lead with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes in a dreamy slow dance classic from 1972.
All the things that we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you.
Pendergrass left the Blue Notes for a solo career, but a car accident a few years later left him paralyzed from the waist down. Still, he released albums and enjoyed several comebacks. Pendergrass spent most of the past year in a struggle with colon cancer. He died at a hospital in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
This is NPR News.